The fight for redesign. In the 21st century, the world is undergoing significant changes. State administrations are being transformed, and a new form of administration is emerging. The global community recognizes that states that prioritize sustainability will thrive. Democracy is facing challenges, and this process is happening worldwide. The German Ministry of Defense has announced restructuring its land forces, which may suggest preparations for potential conflict. Tensions are high in the Asia-Pacific region, with preparations being made for a possible war. Japan, South Korea, the United States, and Australia have conducted joint military exercises. The US is developing a new strategy in the Indo-Pacific region. Conflict is looming. Last week, Israel attacked both the Iranian consulate and embassy in Syria, resulting in the deaths of 7 individuals, including 2 generals. Why did Israel hit the Iranian consulate? The attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria reportedly killed 2 Hamas generals. International rules prohibit such attacks, as the embassies and consulates of a country in a third country are considered the territory of that country. Therefore, a direct attack on an embassy or consulate is considered a declaration of war. Respecting these rules and avoiding any actions that could lead to conflict is important. Iran considers attacking an Iranian embassy or consulate in a third country an act of war. Iran has been making statements against Israel for the past week. Iran has threatened to respond to Israeli aggression but has not yet taken any direct action. Despite Iran's aggressive rhetoric, it has not made any clear moves against Israel. This is not the first time Iran has made such statements without following through. The intensive war and plans and projects on Syria are back on the agenda. A new process of sharing has begun in the Middle East. Israel conducts frequent strikes on strategic targets in Syria, including Iranian bases, armed militia groups, and diplomatic missions. These strikes are intended to send a message to Iran to withdraw from Syria. Iran exerts significant influence over Shiite militia groups in the Middle East, using them to gain power and control over Shiite countries in the region. Iran seeks to reshape the Middle East through sectarian warfare, with the ultimate goal of creating a Shiite crescent. That is why Israel is targeting Iran. Iran's project to create a Shiite crescent in the Middle East poses a significant risk to the region's stability and peace. Since 2014, many Muslims have died in the region due to sectarian wars. The Iranian authorities are conducting intelligence research on their top generals to investigate the possibility of an internal Mossad team. Several colonels and soldiers have been arrested for spying. Iran has been considering its response to Israel over the past few days. A military response by Iran could lead to a broader conflict in the Middle East. Israel may be aiming to strike Iran's nuclear facilities. Iran's possession of nuclear weapons would pose a significant risk to the entire region. Striking Iran's nuclear facilities would reduce Iran's power and influence in the region. Although Iran cannot directly strike Israel, it could retaliate by attacking Israel through the Shiite armed militias in Syria and Lebanon. Additionally, Iran could target U.S. military bases in Iraq and Syria or U.S.-controlled oil facilities. In the past, Iran has targeted U.S. military bases through Shiite armed organizations in the region. In April, Benjamin Netanyahu announced that 5 red heifers would be sacrificed during the first days of Pesach. This event holds significant religious importance and will have a global impact. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject: The Fight for Redesign. Data: April 11, 2024.